your core ideas. So how do you publish, productize, and publicize your core ideas? The goal is for you to be everywhere first. And let me explain what I mean when I say that. This part of the strategy, it cannot come first, and it should not take precedence over you launching. So just so that you'll know, this is a longer-term play. This is a as-you-go play. So you don't put this on the front, and you don't put this first unless you're already doing the other things. So if you're not doing and you have not done steps 1 through 11 and you haven't put them into place, what we're talking about tonight, you should not place before those things. So just so that you'll know, this is something that, yes, you have to do. Yes, you're going to be happy if you did it, but you cannot put them before steps 1 through 11. You do have to define some core beliefs. And this, and please do not think that this is deeper than I'm trying to, than it sounds. You believe some things about your business that maybe everybody else does not believe. If you go to teach something in your workshop, you're going to teach something that's going to be different than everybody else that teaches a particular subject. That's part of your core beliefs. When somebody comes to you and they say, for example, what do I need to do in order to start a business or an online business? You are then going to define those core principles by what you believe. And if you're not talking to people about business, let's say it's about weight loss. If someone comes to you and they come to you and say, what's the easiest way for me to start losing weight? You are going to say something different than everybody else in the world says. If you, let's say you're into personal development and you're trying to get someone unstuck and they're in a rut, and as a personal coach, they come to you and say, what can I do to get unstuck? There are going to be some basic core bedrock principles you're going to teach people. Those are your core beliefs. So they should be different than what other people think, and they should be inside of a consistent system. And again, these are things that you should be telling people at every step along the way, even though you don't put this in front of doing a weekly workshop. You don't put this in front of having a product snowball. Right, because those are going to be the things you're using to monetize. This is a branding strategy, right? And that's why we're putting this at the end, because nothing is more important than defining your brand by what you sell. This is something that Dan Kennedy says, and I do believe that you don't really know what your brand is until you've had a second launch, you've had a successful launch, or a successful product release. So in other words, you've done two or three product releases, and the market will tell you what your brand is. So in other words, you say, well, my brand is, you know, my brand is to say, you know, let's say it's to talk about the Atkins diet. Well, maybe it is. Have you sold anything that would lend itself to your being successful, defining yourself as an Atkins person, giving people advice or selling products to them? If you haven't, the Atkins diet may not be your brand. The market will tell you what your brand is by what they buy from you. People are willing to buy all kinds of things, especially information. They may not be willing to buy those things from you. It's all about your brand and what people buy from you. Now, when you do this, what we're talking about tonight, you don't have to worry about, you're not going to get a lot of sales from what I'm telling you tonight. That's why I'm saying this is not, you don't do this in place of monetization. Because I'm not talking about making a gazillion sales, but you do have to do what I'm telling you tonight. You need to have some place online where people, where it's all about your branded product name. So whatever your product names are, they should be some place online that if people go and they search for them, they find your product, your branded product ideas. Whatever's inside of your product that you branded. Let's say it's a particular set of ideas. They should be assigned to your name. They should be associated with your name. And the only way to do that is you got to get them online. You got to get them everywhere. So the goal is to get your ideas online everywhere, right? And we're going to talk about that. Everywhere first. You got to define your core ideas before someone else, and as I said before, people think if they read your ideas and they read them over and then they teach them, they'll start to think, and they may not necessarily mean it, but they'll start to think, Well, that's my idea. So you got to hurry up and you've got to get your core ideas into place. This step, once again, this does not take the place of monetization. You got to be working on monetization first before you start to get into what I'm talking about here tonight. And so if you think that a trademark is going to protect you, I'm going to say yes in the long run. But first of all, it's hard to prove a trademark. Second of all, do you really have time? You really want to get a lawyer to try to get someone to not have their product to be the same one as yours? It's almost impossible to do that and retain your brand. So at best, right, you can have somebody remove their copy of your work, right? You can do that. But it's faster and it's more efficient for you to be everywhere. So in other words, someone goes and they type in a phrase that they hear, they should come up with your name, right, associated with that phrase. So how are you going to do this? Well, the first thing you got to do is you've got to choose the easiest content creation method for you, whatever that is. And so because what we're going to do here is we're going to create the content one time. We're going to put our ideas into motion with one time of content creation. And then we're going to take that creation and we're going to turn that into multiple products and publications. Now, once again, I need to say this. We are not worried so much about sales, even though we're going to be selling this stuff. And you've got to do it in this way. Like I said, we're not worried about sales. We're worried about getting in position. And so if we can get in position, we will then have planted our flag. Now, you've got to get someplace first. And so you've got to be willing to sacrifice perfection. So you're not going to be perfect on these things. You just got to get these things done. And the other thing, of course, too, is this. You can't take too much time away from monetization. So you can't take too much time away from your product snowball. You can't take too much time away from marketing. You can't take too much time away from doing your weekly workshop. So you got to be able to figure out how to do this without sacrifice, you know, without spending too much time away. And so you're going to have to sacrifice it being perfect in order to get it out there. The easiest way to do this, right, it all comes back to doing a live presentation. And if you're doing a weekly workshop, this is going to be easy for you because you're just going to start doing a series on your core principles. Or in some cases, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have done a weekly workshop. You're going to, let's say, get down let's say 10 or 15 weeks after you've done some episodes or some sessions, and you're going to say, you know what? What I did in week 4, that's a core belief. And so that's going to be part of the content you've already done. So again, if you're doing a weekly workshop and you're teaching your core beliefs, this is going to be easy. That's going to be the easiest way to do that is to do a live presentation. You can then transcribe and turn that live presentation into a Kindle book. It's going to take some work, right? You're not going to be able to do it word for word, but again, it's done. And you can take that, the presentation we're doing with right now, I can take this, I can turn this into a Kindle book by having it transcribed. You can do the very same thing. Turn the live presentation into a video course. In other words, you separate out the different ideas. And then you turn each and you break up each separate idea and you turn that into a video course. You turn that video course into an audio course. I mean, there are plenty of places where you're going to sell just an audio course. Turn the audio course into a podcast. So in other words, maybe you're not going to give people the entire session or the entire idea, but you can turn each little idea into part of a podcast. You can turn that podcast into a series of YouTube videos. So again, just think about the easiest way for you to create content. Quite honestly, if you can do a live presentation, you're going to have a lot of ways to create content with that live content. You can turn the YouTube videos into blog posts. Now, the key to this is speed. So that's why I'm telling you, if you're going to do this, you can't have something that's going to take you a long time to do because it's going to take you away from monetization. It's going to take you away from creating product snowball. And that's not the idea. What we're doing here is we're letting the internet know, and we're letting everybody who comes to Amazon know, and we're letting everybody that comes to search know, Google, we're letting everybody that comes to iTunes know, we're letting everybody that comes to Udemy know, we're letting everybody who comes to Skillshare know that when they see the phrase, whatever your key phrase is, that's you. You want people to come by your key idea when they type it in, and you want them to find and associate it with you, whenever that is. So however, whenever you are defining it, take some time and do it. Now, here's what I suggest you do first. Turn whatever you have into a Kindle book. Turn one of your core beliefs or a set of your core beliefs into a Kindle book. Now, and we're not doing this to depend on KDP for revenue. So please don't go looking at, you know, courses that teach you how to be a Kindle bestseller. And I'm not telling you not to do any of those things, but don't get bogged down with that. That's not the idea here. If you want to turn it into a bestseller, fine. But in my experience, what it's going to do is weigh you down, and it's going to keep you from getting this done, and you need to get this done. Now, once again, you got to have your name associated with each unique brand name and title. So again, I mean, do all your core principles in one volume, then take your core principles and create a new Kindle book. Each unique idea come up with, right? You put your idea into a Kindle book. And what you want to do is you want people to search for a key phrase or a title and see your Kindle book show up, right? That's what they should be doing. Now, if an entire book is going to be too difficult, use a Kindle Vella program. And you can write little novellas. And I think all you got to write is 500 words. It's almost like having a blog. And you just go to the Kindle Vella program, and you can write little short, almost like novels. And again, now you need to understand the Kindle Vella program, so make sure you understand how it works. But just about anyone listening to me right now can write 500 words. Maybe you can't feel like you don't have enough for an entire Kindle book, but you can take one of your core ideas and you can put it into a Kindle Vella. Now, as of the recording of this session, you can turn your Vellas into a Kindle book, right? And then you cannot turn Kindle books into a Vella, right? Now a Vella, and you can almost use a Vella as a public blog. Okay, so let's talk about social publication. Now, each one of unique principles, you need to publish them. And I say publicly, I mean public, obviously if you're publishing, that is public. Make sure that the title reflects the exact name of the principle. So whatever your principles are, make sure your titles, when you publish them, they reflect that. So when you do this, don't use too much of what you get from other people. You want this, when people come across this, you want them to, again, associate everything that's said to you. Make sure that when you title stuff, it's stated exactly the way you say it. I think, you know, I was just asked about, you know, Video Learning Center. I would have to say that exactly that way, right? Now, first and foremost, each individual thought should be written separately on your blog. Okay, so whatever your core principles are, if there are five of them, do a separate post on all of them. If there are six, whatever number there is, if there's 10 of them, do one separate post on all of them. In fact, do one where you cover everything, right? Where you define all 10, and then do an individual post on each one. You can also, and you should, use sites like Medium, LinkedIn, where you can post, YouTube, where you basically treating it like a blog, or and Facebook, not as much. Do the other three first. But these, again, these are social. You don't own these sites, but they go there in addition to your blog. But first, put them on your blog. So in other words, don't put them on these sites before you put them on your blog. Whatever your domain is and your site is, you publish your core ideas there. Now, once again, why are we doing this? Right? We want to leverage the search engines. People type in a principle. We want them to see our name. That's why we're doing this. Let's talk about marketplace productization. Marketplace productization. One of the things you got to do is you got to think carefully about your pricing. But regardless, and it doesn't really even matter what the pricing is, get your products into public markets. Sites like Udemy, sites like Skillshare, get your products there. And it doesn't matter. It's not important that you make a lot of sales. What's important is that your clearly defined core principles are associated with your name. Now, any place where there's a public marketplace, you want to get your stuff there, right? So you know, everybody else is going to be going to Udemy. They're trying to make, you know, they're trying to follow all the Udemy rules, and they're trying to, you know, do what the Udemy course people tell them because they're trying to make money with Udemy. That's not your goal here. Your goal is to get them in there because Udemy ranks in search. Skillshare ranks in search. And you want to get that idea into all these places exactly the way you say it. Now, when you write your course descriptions, make sure you use your key branded phrases in your description. When you do this, you should be using the same content and graphics when possible. Now, you might have to adjust the pricing depending on which marketplace you use. But I wouldn't worry too much about that. So don't belabor that and don't go into hysterics about that. Just get them in there. Keep your pricing semi-consistent. So you know, if you're getting less in Udemy and you're doing more in Skillshare, then just price it accordingly. Audio and video publication should be there also. This is going to be time consuming. And this is why, again, I say, the easiest way to do this is to do a live workshop weekly and then turn that stuff into YouTube. Now, because you really do need to do a separate YouTube video on all your principles, right? And so you can take anything you do on YouTube, which is obviously you're putting it in public. You can take that same content. You can put it into a podcast using anchor.fm. As of the recording of this session, anchor.fm is free. In addition to that, you can then take your YouTube video, put it right into Anchor, and it will then turn that into an audio presentation, right? Very easy to do. When you put it into Anchor, guess what that does? Anchor will syndicate your content to iTunes and Google Podcasts. So think about this. You did a YouTube video. You then put that video in Anchor. And Anchor sends it out to iTunes and Google Podcasts. Now, once again, if you have done this by doing a weekly workshop first, all you're really doing is doing some editing of your live presentation and putting it on YouTube, right? So again, the weekly workshop is the easiest way to do this. You then take that RSS feed, you put it in places like Amazon Music, and it's in Amazon. Once you get it in Amazon, you are then in audible.com. So think about this. What did you do? You started by creating a YouTube video, which again came from your weekly workshop. You turned that into a podcast. You put that in Anchor. Anchor gave you an RSS feed. You then put it in Amazon Music, and all of a sudden, that weekly workshop you've been doing is now broken into pieces, and where is it now? It's on audible.com. Pretty awesome. Once again, it doesn't mean that you're going to make $1 million. You're not going to make a lot just from doing this. What you are going to do, though, is you're going to be branded around your core principles. So nobody's ever going to be able to take your core principles. Nobody's ever going to be able to redefine your core principles. Nobody's ever going to do this. So again, you do not take time away from monetization. Please do not ruin your launch schedule. You fit this in. Now, remember, and I must sound like a broken record, use exact phrasing of your ideas and branded terms in your descriptions. What about revisions? When you get to this stage, you do need to come back and make revisions of your core principles all of the time. And once again, you got to get those revisions into the public space. Now, in most cases, you want to make sure your stuff is dated. That's contrary to what you hear. Probably what you hear typically is you want to make sure that your stuff is not dated. You don't date your blog posts. I'm going to say that for the sake of your core principles, date them. Right? Now, you can leave everything in the world other and undate it. When it comes to your core principles, date them, because you want to come back and do revisions and you want to sell those revisions. Now, you should be updating and selling the revisions. And you also, you're also letting people know that you're kind of on top of what's changing. Now, you could just do them all, so everything you do is evergreen. That is a way to do it. And, you know, if you know you're not going to come back and revise things, then maybe the evergreen strategy is the way to go. Now, the choice is really going to be yours when you do this. It is a lot of work to kind of come back and revise things. But if you choose to do a revision-based strategy, right, the first thing that probably what you're going to do at minimum is to put up a new Kindle book, right, or a new set of Kindle Velas. You can do that, right? That doesn't take a lot of time. Now, I'm now going to give you a way of being able to update your core principles without having to be a lot of work, even though it might be intimidating to start with, and that's to do a virtual summit. And basically, you should be doing a virtual summit every year. Get one speaker for each of your core principles and make sure you use the language in the public space, regardless of how the speaker uses the term. Right, so it doesn't matter what the speaker titles their presentation. It's going to be about your core principle. Now, when you reach out to your speakers, you make sure you tell them that you want them to address whatever the thing is, and you use your core principles to define whatever that is. So again, you make sure they know that they're talking about something that you want them to talk about, that they can do it in the way they do it, but you want them to be on record as it being your core principle. Now, one of the tricks of getting people to respond to these things, give them something specific to talk about. Now, you might kind of feel like, well, I don't want to give them something specific because they might feel like they don't want to do that. Well, if they don't want to do that, then yeah, you can then kind of shift gears and say, hey, well, if you don't want to do that, how about this? But try to get them to address something specific. You suggest it to them. And then you go one step further, try to find people that embody your core principles, whatever they are. I mean, if you're doing intermittent fasting, right, and that's your emphasis, don't go get somebody, you know, that's doing a low-carb diet. Go get somebody that you know is talking about intermittent fasting, just as an example. You turn this entire summit into a set of artifacts, that are new or that has revisions. And then, I mean, this is really a way for you to do the revisions. So how do you come back and revise your core principles? You do a virtual summit every year, right? And what you're doing then is you're staying on top of the key principles. Okay, so are there any questions?